The proposed Golden Sands Dairy Farm would have 3,500 milking cows along with agricultural fields on 7,000 acres. Yesterday, Judge Thomas Egan ruled that Town of Saratoga officials have to issue building permits for the development, despite a moratorium they placed on new construction. The ruling favored Golden Sands owner Jim Wysocki, who told Wisconsin Public Radio last year that the moratorium was enacted for one reason only, to stop his farm.
It's very clear that it's designed to stop our project from going forward.
Wysocki did not return our phone calls in time for today's story. Local homeowner Nancy Cook says the farm's opponents aren't giving up, despite yesterday's ruling on the building permits.
No. It encourages even more people to fight and fight harder.
Cook says the project still has to be approved by the DNR, and opponents are trying to convince the agency that their well water is at risk.
E. coli, nitrates, phosphorus, bovine growth hormone, different pesticides that are in the water. So if we have water out of our sinks, we are very, very concerned if it'll even be drinkable or usable to wash our faces or brush our teeth.
Cook says there are now more than 1,000 people who have gone on record against the Golden Sands project. Wysocki says the dairy farm would not harm well water and would provide jobs for the area. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.